Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I love science. In fact, I'm currently running an experiment researching the long-term effects of combining bourbon and Cinnabons. And I like to bring you all the latest science news in my brand-new long-running segment,
The Sound of Science.
Hello, science, my old friend.
Right out of the gate. First up on The Sound of Science, great news. Scientists finally understand why male giraffes drink potential mates' pee. Because they freaks? Nope. That was my guess. Turns out, male giraffes stick their tongues in a female's urine stream to check for pheromones, which tell them whether a female is ready to mate. One other clue that a female is ready to mate is if she lets a dude stick his tongue in her urine stream. Keep your eye peeled for that. That's a hint. Next up, as researchers continue to try to nail down exact dates of prehistoric human development, a 2.9-million-year-old toolkit in Kenya has raised new questions. Questions like, when are you going to return those, Alan? It's been 2.9 million years. Either skin the woolly mammoth or give them back. Next up, a new rapid cancer test can diagnose patients from just a splash of your urine, though you may not like who's collecting the sample. There you go. They freaky? Apparently, the urine scan works because the disease changes a person's metabolism. So researchers focused on the differences in metabolomic components, then developed a surface-enhanced Raman scattering sensor, which amplifies the signs of these metabolites by forming a coral-shaped plasmonic nanomaterial. Okay, fair enough. I mean, I'd have gone with a non-Gaussian agglomerative catabolic clustering axon to generate a hyperparametric Brownian refractor interferon, which amplifies chemosynthesis via Fibonacci cyanobacterium. But, you know. I mean, your thing sounds good, too. Next up, a recent study says that work from home has its downsides, since the dreaded commute to work could be good for your mental health because it creates a so-called liminal space that allows your brain to switch off and recharge. And I can attest to that. I like to turn my drive home into a mini spa treatment. I light some lavender candles, I play some Enya, and put two refreshing cucumber slices over my eyes. I'm telling you, it is so relaxing that I am usually sound asleep by the time the paramedics get there. Next up, according to the latest research, nearly 1 in 5 Americans regularly or occasionally use sleep medication, while the other 4 fall asleep the old-fashioned way, obsessing for 2 hours about the time they said nice to meet you to Brenda, who they'd already met twice. Next up, I hope you've all been good lately, because scientists just discovered a literal hell. That headline again, scientists just flew Spirit Airlines. That's on Is Potato. What fresh hell is this, you ask? Well, it's a layer of molten rock hidden under Earth's tectonic plates exceeding 2,600 degrees Fahrenheit, or just slightly cooler than a microwaved pizza roll. Well, that's it for this installment. Until next time, this has been...
The Sound of Science.
We'll be right back.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Folks, I love science. It has given us so many experimental discoveries. Penicillin, electricity, fruit with two O's. They... synthesize that at the Large Hadron Collider. And I like to bring you all the latest science news in my long-running segment,
The Sound of Science.
Hello, science, my old friend.
People love it, Tom. People love it. First up, new research suggests that the Earth's core seems to be surrounded by an enigmatic layer between the Earth's solid mantle and its scorching hot liquid outer core, a region seismologists refer to as the first bite of French onion soup. The new research suggests that previously we've thought of the area around the Earth's core as simple nested layers, but the zone is more of a geological aspic, being described as hot rocky jello, or as it's known in the Midwest, salad. Next up, sure, why not? Next up, according to new research, stressed plants make ultrasonic clicking noises, which researchers recorded by putting microphones next to living plants. Worst podcast ever. The researchers found that plants emit a sound when they become dehydrated or infected or when they're cut. So the next time you mow the lawn, if you hear a million tiny screams, that's just the grass begging for mercy as you dismember it. And if you hear one big scream, that's just you coping with the reality that you know this now. Next up. According to new data, after a lull because of COVID in recent months, sexually transmitted infections have spiked significantly across the Big Apple. Well, it's just like Sinatra's famous song.
Start spreading the
gonorrhea.
In order to stop the spread, the city is increasing testing by repurposing lab equipment used for COVID tests. Well, that's fine, as long as they don't also repurpose the testing sites. Next.
Wow.
Wow. Found the line. Next up, according to new research, drunk mice sober up twice as fast when given a hormone injection. Oh, thank God. Stuart Little can't afford another DUI. Next up, scientists have discovered a leak in the bottom of the ocean of low-salinity, mineral-rich spring water that acts as sort of a tectonic lubricant. Tectonic lubricant is also much better than KY jellyfish. According to the researchers, the fluid is coming straight from something called the Cascadia Megathrust. Tectonic lube? Megathrust? Does it matter if we pollute the ocean? Because it's already so dirty. Next up, there's some big paleontology news because Tyrannosaurus Rex had lips, a new study suggests. Finally explains all those T-Rex skeletons found buried with a trumpet. That's for you, baby. That's for you, baby. That's for you. Next up, scientists tried magic tricks on monkeys and discovered that the sleight of hand move being demonstrated here was more likely to fool them if the monkey had opposable thumbs. This is sure to be a big hit at the upcoming International Scientific Symposium of Stuff We Did Instead of Curing Cancer. Ooh, at 2 p.m., how to impress worms with juggling. Next up, a lump of brown fur found deep in the Yukon Territory has been identified as a 30,000-year-old Ice Age squirrel. Wow, that's quite a turn for Scrat. But I am excited for the new Ice Age 8. I thought there'd be more dignity in death. Until next time, this has been...
The Sound of Science.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.